Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, June 2nd. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, A&M Commerce Athletic Director Ryan Ivey. Birthdays born June 2nd, 1731. First Lady Martha Custis Washington from C-SPAN.
Martha Washington was George Washington's confidant.
By the same token that every step Washington took to find the office, so, in a very real sense, can it be said that everything Martha Washington did, likewise.
It was a business-like relationship, but not, I think, without affection. I think they had deep respect and affection for each other.
Born this day in 1904. Johnny Weissmuller, star of the Tarzan movies. Turning 65 years old today.
Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Think about that one, baby boomers. Drummer par excellence Charlie Watts of the Rolling Stones, 72 today. This day in history, June 2nd, 1953, Queen Elizabeth II is crowned in Westminster Abbey, more than a year after the death of her father, King George VI, as televised on the BBC.
So, to that stirring music, majesty, splendor, and beauty pass from our sight as the Queen goes in her lovely robe out of the nave of the Abbey. History has been written and sung here today.
Number one on the charts in 1999, 15 years ago, Ricky Martin and Livin' La Vida Loca. On the KETR events calendar, Class, Charm, and Culture, summer enrichment program for girls, sponsored by Tribe of Change, a community service organization, each Tuesday and Thursday throughout June. A parent informational meeting is tonight at 6 p.m. at the Community Center of Commerce. Young ladies from 13 to 16 will learn about business etiquette, responsible social media use, cultural awareness, and many other skills. Contact Desiree Jefferson, 334-492-0754, 334-492-0754. And for more information, see events at KETR.org. And our thought for the day is from Martha Washington, whose birthday was June 2nd. The greater part of our happiness or misery depends on our dispositions and not on our circumstances. Our guest at the cafe this morning is the athletic director at A&M Commerce, Ryan Ivey. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
We're going to be talking about stricter academic standards that have come about from the NCAA. And I guess your point of view, Ryan, depends on where you're standing.
Sure, absolutely.
But we've actually had some teams banned from postseason competition because of an unsatisfactory, is it graduation rate or?
No, it's called academic progress rate, which is APR. And the APR is a Division I academic component, if you will, that measures eligibility and it measures retention for each student athlete that's on a roster. And each school is responsible for keeping each team above, right now the threshold is 930. It was 925. They just moved it up last year to 930. So basically what that means is if you or I are on the football team, for instance, at that Division I institution, each time that you're eligible for a semester, so you move to the next year, you move to the next semester eligible, you receive 1 point. So you move from fall to spring, you're eligible, you receive 1 point. From spring to fall, 1 point. Each time you stay at that institution, at your current institution, you receive another point. So fall to spring, you stay, 1 point. Spring to fall, another point. So each student athlete is basically worth 4 points for that for that team. And, you know, and so they go through and they add up all that. So each sport is required to be above that 0.930 mm-hmm. threshold. If not, there are some penalties that come along with it. There are penalties that lead to, you know, up into the loss of scholarships, to the loss of practice time, and then ultimately to ban the program altogether. Mm-hmm. If you're on reprimand for 5 straight years, then that program can be wiped away from. Can stop existing.
So. Which would be like the death penalty at SMU a number of years ago.
Yep.
Well, we've had Nevada, Las Vegas, and University of Idaho football programs banned from postseason play, and a number of teams banned from basketball postseason
play. Yeah, you saw that at the University of Connecticut the year before this year.
Oh, that's right.
Because this was their first year back from their ban.
Yeah, so they were about a big school.
Yeah, they were an APR casualty. Absolutely.
Wow. It's fairly serious.
It is very serious. Absolutely, yeah. It's something that Dr. Miles Brand kind of instituted right before he passed away, and you know, I think in the beginning everybody just kind of thought it would go away, and it hasn't, and it's not going to. And so now people are really starting to get into it. Again, I think it's a great component. It's actually a Division I only criteria component, but we've actually instituted it here at A&M Commerce. We're probably the only Division II program in the country to do it, and we don't do it to the length that Division I schools do it, but we really wanted to start it to help us figure out how many kids were you retaining. Again, I think it's a great measure of retention. It's a great measure of eligibility. And I think if you're retaining your student athletes and they're eligible, most likely they're graduating on time. Mm-hmm. So therefore your graduation rate should fall in line at a much higher rate.
We're talking with A&M Commerce Athletic Director Ryan Ivey about some of the stricter academic standards being imposed by the NCAA. So these rules don't apply to Division II, but you have adopted them more or less for A&M Commerce.
Correct, absolutely. Yeah, we've done it kind of on our own. Some of the things that are coming down from a Division II standpoint is really new legislation that was passed last January at the Division II convention. It's called Path to Graduation. And it's basically a mini APR, if you will. Because I firmly believe, and I've said this really since I got here, that APR is going to be at Division II at some point. It's just a matter of when and how. And I really think this Path to Graduation legislation is going to help us kind of clean up some of our areas, get folks kind of everybody moving in the same direction. And then I think they're going to put APR on top of it. So it may be 2019, 2020 before APR really starts in Division II, but I really think APR is coming. Mm-hmm. So we're just trying to get a kind of a leg up on the competition, if you will.
How do you feel about how A&M Commerce is doing as far as moving its kids along through the academic system?
Yeah, I think we're doing fairly well. I was a little bit surprised at some of our APR scores. I wasn't surprised, especially when you go through some coaching changes. I think that's where you see the kind of the peaks and valleys with this. Just because, you know, some kids just don't fit with certain coaches, and it's just kind of part of it. And so I think, you know, you've seen us, you know, you'll kind of see us take a dip here with some of our new coaches. But then I think you'll see us really start to move forward in a positive manner. You know, some of our sports, I mean, if you just look at our men's basketball program, and they're like at a 983. You know, APR, which is very, very rare for a men's basketball program.
That's a high score.
That high of an APR. Yeah, the high score that you can get is 1,000, so 1.0, if you will, and then it kind of goes from there. So our men's basketball program was like 0.983, which is really, really good.
Hey, Ryan, thanks for having a cup
Thank
of coffee
you,
with
Appreciate
us this
morning.
Ryan Ivey, the athletic director at A&M Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.